Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Avatar Podcast, episode 36. I am your host, Albert, and today I am joined by Robin from Salty Dreads.
Hello.
Great to have you on the show. Welcome to Gavinia. Excellent. So, Robin just joined us for the tail end of episode 35 because Anna and Bailey absolutely couldn't wait to meet you, and so I wanted to, like, create that little moment, which was lovely.
Really nice.
I'm so glad. Yeah, they love you. They love you. And we love you. So
I love them too.
Yeah, for sure. It's great. And across countries and across oceans, it's very wholesome. Exactly. So for people in the chat watching this who might be joining, Robin has not seen the film, so be good. It's just the first day that the film's out. I'm insane and I have seen it 3 times because of pre-screenings. It's fine. But now I have to ask, Robin, when are you planning on seeing the film? Tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Because
tomorrow evening. Or end of afternoon.
And the reason why is because Robin has been busy making amazing artworks with...
Yes.
Absolutely. So the Iron Ingot says, how long will you be live for? Guys, look, we're going to go and as long as Robin wants to. She is a night owl. Thank you for the 1 a.m.
I'm happy to be here for as long as we talk.
I'm so happy and very, you know, again, that's wonderful of you to give your time. For sure. So this is Robin, and we're going to go to Salty Dread soon, which is what she is helping out with. But such a good vibe of a person. Here you go right here. What a wonderful art form. And that's what I consider it to be. This is...
Thank you.
And you take one look at this lady and you say, okay, that's a Na'vi. And that is someone who obviously invariably will have a kinship and so look, and she's not only a Na'vi, she's a Mekena. What's up? So you're actually already, yep. There you go.
Mother has a big role in my life as well.
Oh, so as in to, like the ocean and like...
Yes, yeah, yeah. We live like 5 minutes walking from the ocean.
See, this is so beautiful.
As
I'm sure many listeners right now, very, very envious, for sure. So
yeah, I'm very grateful.
Aw, that's lovely. And that is in, you mentioned, so the Netherlands, but based in Portugal.
Yes, that's correct.
And once again, envy, because I dearly love Portugal so much. And
oh, it's beautiful. I love
the spices you guys use, like, it's just and the general vibe of the people, which I really resonate
with.
Really,
really nice people, very family like actually.
There you go. And I that's why I think it naturally fell into place to bring you into, like, I met you, then we riffed, and then I was like immediately part of the tribe. Like,
yeah.
Immediately how it works. So this is actually, I'll just bring it up here for people who haven't see, there you go. So we have again, it's this growing family which we love, but I just want to show you just how far back that we were back and forth here. So this is the one that, so back on December 8th, incredible Robin of Salty Dreads joins the podcast. And we were just saying on the last episode is, I mean, you've fully immersed and become, you know, this, like a Na'vi yourself. Like, this is.
Yeah. And on the inside too, I think. Yeah.
Yes. And that's the core of it, really, is we're talking about it actually. And thank you for reminding me. So at the, near the start of that episode, speaking about being a real life Na'vi, I'm highlighting this before we move on to the rest of the episode. So currently, bit of a situation, the Mayan, community. So the Mayan League is actually helping raise awareness of, some of this, like, very, infrequently reported on, violent evictions happening with, like, actual, you know, if you want to call it, like, this is the real world, like, stuff happening that you see in these films that you have this moment of connection with and that you have this awakening about. Please turn that awakening into appreciation and into awareness and then into action. So we've donated this morning, and we highly, highly encourage you to be, as Robin said, be a Na'vi inside too. Don't just be a Na'vi outside, you know. Yeah. So beautifully expressed. So thank you for that segue, Robin.
That's perfect.
No worries at all. Okay, so now while I'm posting our stream, mm-hmm. I would like you to tell us your avatar story and how far back your kinship goes with the story of and the world of
for
avatar.
Me, as a like on a personal level, it goes back like to when I was a child. When I saw the movie for the first time, I think for a lot of people when they were really young, when they saw the movie, it was like, wow, like this is different. This is something else, like a different world. And it was like that for me as well. And then for a few years, I didn't watch it. And then a few years ago, I watched it again and it was different. And then this year I watched it and it was just, it clicked. It really... I don't know. I watched another documentary with it as well, like around the same time. Fantastic Fungi. I don't know if you know it. It's on Netflix.
Let's bring it up. Fantastic Fungi Netflix. Let's show the people, shall we? So yes. Yeah, please do check this out. Yeah, and please continue.
And this, it really connected Avatar to the real world for me, to a spiritual level almost. But the spiritual in nature and in the physical, which I was really, really fascinated by this documentary because it talks about how fungi are connected and how they connect trees. And obviously in the first movie, you have that big moment where all the Na'vi connect to each other, to that tree. And that just, I think it was a few months ago or early this year where I watched both of those together. And it just, I don't know, it was this moment where I was like, oh my God, of course. This is how we live. There is Na'vi within us, within there's Pandora in our earth. Mm. It really reflected everything, I think.
It's important to recognize that, as is alluded to and is mentioned actually by characters, like this isn't just, you know, I think they called it pagan, or you know, hippie, whatever. It's measurable in the biochemistry. It's measurable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which makes it objective, which makes it of pressing concern, because it's pressing concern when someone has a gun to your head. That's not imaginary. That's freely happening. Yeah. And so the idea of not drawing an equivalency between climate and, you know, environment issues and conservation issues with a gun to the head, like with the seriousness of that immediate reality, is at that point just self. It is as insane as saying, oh, no, there's no gun at my head, when there clearly is, or when there's something truly pressing and evident and real. So, and thank you for, and yeah, and that's why it's on the screen, folks. Like, make sure that that's the next thing you do after watching, joining us here. And also, you know, Secret of the Whales is also a beautiful documentary. As a lot of people are calling Way of Water a documentary. They're saying that it has that feeling to it. Yeah. So, okay. Now I have to ask, so are you going to be going with anyone from Salty Dreads, or what's your plan for going to the
Salty Dreads? Is actually owned by my mother, by my mom.
Oh, wonderful.
And so it's a family business.
That's incredible.
And tomorrow I won't be going with her. I will be going with my dad, but
okay,
perhaps like somewhere. So
you like your dad. You like your dad better than your mom. I get it. Okay. Oh, that's actually so sweet of you jumping on and repping them in a way, because I hope that this leads to some exposure as well for Salty Dreads. And so can you tell us about the name and how you got that beautiful name, Salty Dreads? Is it because it's, you know, you're hanging out in the ocean, that's why, right?
Yeah, so my mom made the name, and it definitely has to do with the ocean. Before she did the dreads, she was doing jewelry, and that had a name in Dutch that literally translated to jewelry at the ocean.
Oh, really?
And I think when she started doing this, she really wanted to translate that feeling of just the inspiration that the ocean brings and the connection that you can have to it. Mm-hmm. And also the significance of dreads and hair with that connection.
I love it. I love it so much. And also you're very gifted in terms of Because we've seen your social share work on stories and posts and stuff, you know, like really well done, like using the Salty Dreads logo and stuff. And so
Thank
they're very
you.
lucky. Mom's lucky to have you. Cheers. There you can remind her. Okay. And so now, I guess, so because when you contact through the, you know, Instagram, it comes up Marjolaine. Is Marjolaine your mom? Is
Yes,
that
she
her?
is. Yeah.
Okay. Marjolaine, you've done an amazing job with Robin. She is a true gem of a human being. Well
She
done. As a friend.
has.
Absolutely. No, lots of love. Do you want to say anything to her? If you want to maybe clip this out and send it to her, go for it. What would you like to say to
I think
Marjolaine?
she's watching right now.
Oh, no way. Okay. Well,
Yeah,
Marjolaine.
she might be. I'm not sure, but depends on our internet here because it can be a little bit tricky, but
Oh, and then so she must be Mama Night Owl then, if you guys are, you
yeah.
know.
We're all night owls here.
That's wonderful. Also, as an artist, you know, you're a crafts person. You know, the early hours can be very just quiet and kind of easy to work in. And so I'm also a
For
night
sure.
owl for sure, for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah. So okay, well, so thank you for sharing that moment of connection you had with the original film. And now I suppose what are you most looking forward to from The Way of Water?
I think the visuals, because obviously with the new technology, there's this whole literal new world that they're exploring on the water. And I think it's just revolutionary that they're doing that, that they basically invented that technique. And yeah, I'm a very visual person also in terms of color and things like that. So yeah, and also the feeling of being there again and the connection between the characters themselves, but also the relation to, from like you as a viewer with them. I really, yeah, just the everything.
I'm really, really glad. That's really, really like, and we talk about Avatar having this universality to it. So when you say everything, like I fully believe it. That's not a, I don't take that at all as a superlative or as like,
No, yeah.
oh, I love everything about it. It's because there is an attention to detail that goes across every sphere of the production and of, you know, and certainly in that first film, he mentioned wanting to create something on the level of Tolkien. You know, this is some of this stuff here where it goes into like the specific, you know, like Latin, you know, names of each of the
Oh
smallest
yeah.
plants. Exactly. So that pure, you know, exhaustive, deliberate, you know, detail.
Yeah,
And so
yeah.
I'm also glad that that's something that you connect with, which connects us definitely.
Yeah, I have a book as well. I think it's the survival guides that they published, which
Yeah.
is full of detail.
There
Ah,
you go.
there's one.
Yay, hey Ma. So now I'm going to embarrass you and I'm going to however clunky this will be. So I like language and I'm gonna go so Eng to Dutch. I do this. Okay, just bear with me. And I want everyone rolling their eyes right now and be like, oh no, he's gonna do it. And I'm like, yes, I am. You should you do, actually no, I'm gonna write this down properly and then I'm gonna say it in Dutch. Okay. You should be proud of the daughter you have raised. You have raised. Beautiful. All right. All right. Jesu trot moten gin op der Dochter die je hebt gebracht. Nice.
Well done.
Je
All right.
zou trots moeten zijn op de dochter die je hebt grootgebracht.
I tried. I tried. So hopefully that makes her roll her eyes and be like, oh God, what is my daughter?
No, you
Who
did
is she?
well.
Really? Who's she mixing with
Yeah.
these crazy people online? No, but seriously, thank you, Marjolaine, for being who you are, doing what you do. You have a great vibe as a person. Salty Dreads seems so lovely, and I love that it is, it's like extensions. It's just an aesthetic, you know, it's just
Yeah.
really lovely, you know. And do you so do you but do you also like help people like get dreads? Like you have a salon or something where you kind of
Yeah,
control
so
them?
we have a salon in the house, and my mom takes clients there for obviously real dreadlocks, but also braid-ins, which is what I'm wearing right now. It's basically just, like you said, extensions that you braid in, but she also does real ones,
Oh,
like with the actual hair.
yeah. Well, I guess I can embarrass myself even more. This is going to be like Albert's Kess's embarrassment hour. Like, because why not? I mean, if it's entertaining, then there you go. Because I used to have super long hair. Well, not super long, but there's you see this in the trailer, so this isn't a spoiler, but Took, the little daughter, she has tiny little dreads. There's
I
little
saw,
ones.
it's so
They're like,
cute.
it's adorable. So have you done stuff like that where you have like, with little kids, like giving them dreads? Is that something
She
you've done before?
has, yeah. Actually, I think yesterday she had,
Really?
yeah, yesterday or the day before, there was, I think,
There you
I'm
go.
not sure how old the child was.
Oh
Oh,
yeah?
wow, that's long
Yeah.
hair.
I know it's super long, so I'm gonna grow it out
Nice.
and you can give me dreads. So
Yeah, perfect. Well, you don't need very long hair to have dreads. You can have about this much, and then you can braid like these extensions in.
boom. All right. So that's plans being made right now.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
exactly. There you go.
For sure, for sure. Now, Robin, who's your favorite character in the original Avatar? Like, who?
Oh man, that's a really difficult question. I don't know. In the original, I don't know if I have a favorite character because I love all of them, like in different ways. But I have a favorite element, and I think that's Ewa, like the
Oh,
tree.
she's, yeah. And she's everything. She's not just a character. She's the environment. She is
Yeah, she's
everything.
like the embodiment of, like, I guess what some people interpret as God in a
Yeah.
way, like everything that connects us, light.
But the field as well, if you do some there's some reading into the unified field theory, which is what my patterns are actually based on. This is the stuff that I design, which is based on morphogenesis.
Oh wow, that's really nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, this is stuff to do with the how various different shapes and the manner in which different shapes are created, how they are unified by a sort of all connecting kind of basic bioelectricity, which is why things like branches, like tree branches and cracks in the pavement and even our capillaries, in our eyes, you can see that they follow this same kind of lattice
Yeah,
work, really.
that's so interesting.
Yeah, and so that's my stuff is all based on that. And so, like I said, kindred vibes. That's the love is real for sure. Now, have you so in your delvings from Avatar, like that it has it did it awaken certain knowledge for you and a certain
I
life
think
direction, maybe? Yeah.
rather than awaken, it confirmed things.
Confirmed. I
Like,
love
I
that.
think it was definitely always inside me, 100%, because it's an intuitive thing. And like this year definitely confirmed it for me. Like it just gave words and an image to something I always felt.
Yeah. And I think when we feel a resonance with whether it's a person or a book or a film, that gives us language for something we hadn't heard yet or which we hadn't quite created, a defined way of expressing, that's also very special. And I
Yeah.
see us as humans as almost like snowballs. Like as we go along, we absorb this
Oh
and
yeah.
especially open-minded people who are very who are invested at like yourself in being like a knowledge omnivore, like ready to receive new information and new resonance from different sources. And yeah, I feel the exact same way.
That's
Definitely
awesome.
is that your mom as well, and like the family are kind of they
Yeah,
share that
for
vibe
sure.
of oh, I'm
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
happy to. Yeah, you've done a wonderful yeah, and done a wonderful job on yourself. Like I
Thank
complimented
you.
your mom on raising you, but I also compliment you on raising you, because we are.
Thank you. That's really nice. That's a very special compliment, I think.
Yeah, that has to be reflected. That's what I do a lot on these shows, and now inevitably, because we do the Avatar podcast, but we also do the everything like anything podcast.
Yeah.
So you probably saw that with Topic Podcast Network, which means that we have another dreadlock centric. It's currently dormant right now, but Pirates. I'm a big Pirates guy. And I am looking forward to what they're doing with that. So I'm already thinking of all the different, Robin, which podcast is she gonna join us on?
I'm
It's
up for anything.
really? Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
absolutely.
Sounds good. Okie dokie. So Thank you for talking about like what you're looking forward to the most from the film. But now I have to ask, so we're coming up to the holidays. It's very easy for, especially because you're Kuranyu tribe, like your Avatar community, it's like holiday is just Avatar. Like, are you gonna have an Avatar themed Christmas, or what's the plan?
Well, I don't know if my Christmas is going to be Avatar themed, but I'm going. That's my dad.
Oh, really? Oh my goodness. Okay, now I have to say this too. And what's, if you're happy, because Marjolaine, public name, can I call
His name
Mr.
is Ralph.
Ralph? Listen, Ralph. Oanatikamea, which means I see you in Navi. And now I have to say, so both you and Marjolaine have raised such a rock solid like gem of a human being. We call people gems here in Australia. It's a bloody gem, mate. So well-rounded, gifted, like curious about the world, and very like happy to like contribute to like really positive like dialogues about inclusiveness and finding one's truth and inner meaning, and absolutely invested in doing what's best for the planet as well. Like, oh, I don't know. Okay, how do you, I just gonna find out how to say just well done in Dutch. Let's just do that. Well done. Go ahead, get down. Okay, go ahead, get
Yeah,
down.
well done. That's really good.
Beautiful. So, shouts out to you, mate, and all of you, all three of you, are now invited to Australia. So you have to come and visit. So,
Ah, oh, that's so nice. We'll definitely take you up on that.
please do. Have you been to Australia yet? Or
Never, no.
okay, all right.
But I've been wanting to go for a while because of the culture, the native cultures there as well.
Beautiful, yes. Oldest extant ongoing culture on planet Earth, I believe, with the
Yeah,
Aboriginal,
I can imagine.
and First Peoples everywhere. That's you know what I hope in the next, I mean, just going forward, and not even just connected to Avatar, it's just in general that we sustain, we leverage the internet towards making sure that maybe these pockets that didn't have visibility for many, many years, because of that influx and visibility that people can have online, that we can start to make some shifts. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
No, for
absolutely.
sure. And well, now I have to ask, is so raised as you were with these like ideals, and then you, as you said, Avatar was less of a discovery, it was more of an affirmation
Yeah.
how you act, how you guide, how you live. And now I have to ask, like, is so with the kind of sort of creative, certainly creative life, like, is that you want to continue that, or and grow
Yeah.
maybe your own business and stuff like that? Okay, what
Well,
would you, yep.
I've always been, as for what I want to do in the future, I've always been really fascinated by film, which is
Okay.
also one of the reasons why I love this film, is because on a
Yes.
cinematic aspect, it's really brilliant. And with this business, I'll always be a part of it because my mom is a part of it. It's my family. But right now, I'm a tattoo apprentice, so that's my short
You are kidding me right now. Oh my
short-term future.
God. Okay. Well, so film, we're going to talk about that, but now I'm going to bring back the stream. We're going to go. You are like, because I'm, as you can see, tattooing is big for me,
Yeah, I
with the
see.
emphasis on rite of passage and storytelling, and like idiosyncratic, creating like the body as canvas, it to
Yeah.
access, yeah, to literally access like more profound relationships with things. Because if you get a tattoo for something, that relationship is made definitionally more profound. Like it actually is permanently part of you.
Yeah, it
So
like
yeah.
locks something into you in a way, or it brings an energy to like to your skin.
Exactly. So this was a couple years ago. I just reposted this on May
Oh, wow.
30th. Was such a special moment to head over there and discuss. And I own this. This isn't self-deprecation, but I'm always just going to be a white guy. That's fine. Like a lot of the you have the Celts and you have the Picts as well with some of that sort of tattooing there. But I've always had a resonance with, and that's why this part here, when I kind of was riffing with them about their their traditions, especially,
Yeah.
and it was really beautiful to connect with. And and as you can see, it's been a bit of a journey. Like this was literally me earlier, like much more edgy, and then I just smoothed it out because I've just smoothed out as a person. So
It's like living art because it keeps transforming with you.
exactly. So now I have to ask, when was your first tattoo that you ever got?
What was it, or when, or both?
Oh, both.
I got it when I was 17, and it was a snake with lavender and a moon, very small,
Oh,
like about this
love
size.
that.
And I got it because it's symbolic, like for regrowth and like shedding your skin. And lavender was very important to me as well, and the moon.
Absolutely. And the moon, so quintessentially feminine there. This one, I think, has drawn our attention, of course. Your amazing
I'm
ikram.
here.
Oh, beautiful. And that's, as you can see, folks, if you had any doubt, Robin, Robin is living that Pandoran life. Absolutely. So
It so much. It's so beautifully done.
it looks like she, I don't know if it's a she, but is making her way to your shoulder to perch right there. And I just love that companionship. What is it about the Ikran that resonated with you about, like, maybe flight and
I think
freedom?
it was flight, but it was also something about the way that they bonded with the animals, and I really relate to like bonding with animals as well, I think. Because it was such an intuitive thing in the first movie. I feel like there's something similar happening in the second movie, but I'm not sure.
I'll let say from the trailers you've seen, and how many trailers have you seen so that we can stay away
I
from trailers
think
as well?
all of them.
Okay, all right. So we're fairly in the clear with talking about trailer stuff. You're serious? Are you you're a metalhead as well? What the fuck? Like, you're cool. Yeah, like, I'm a huge Meshuggah, Tool, Gojira is huge for me. Mastodon. Yeah, and Metallica, they got a new album coming in April,
I
and they're
know, I saw that.
right. They're gonna come to your city, so yeah. See what I mean? And we have Metallica podcast. So, what's your favorite metal band?
Well, honestly, now that I've seen Metallica live, I'd say Metallica. Because it was
Seriously?
just legendary. It was
Okay.
really something about the fact that they call it like Metallica family. Again, like that family feeling and being
They
in a
are.
crowd all together and just
Very
being
true.
literally connecting through sound.
Yeah, no,
I think
absolutely.
that did something.
And that's another beautiful and I brought up Mastodon because so we did the Mastodon podcast where that I just want to show people a preview of when Robin jumps on the Metallica podcast, which is happening, by the way. Just give me time. I just need
Sure.
time. So we've developed this. We started talking with, like, this director of one of the music videos here. And what I would love to do is get you onto the Metallica podcast, and you can speak with the music video director of the amazing Luxa Turner. Such a good new, like, debut song. So I'm always putting stuff out into the universe, especially for things that people are passionate about.
That's the way to do it,
You got to do
the
it.
putting them out, speaking
Thank
them.
you. Exactly. Now, do you have some local kind of avatar friends that you can riff with, or is it mostly something online at the moment? I know
I
it's a matter of
mean,
time, obviously, but yeah.
not to the passion that I feel it myself,
Okay.
but definitely people I can talk about it with. I don't think I can share the same feeling with them though, because it's so, I don't know, it was a really intimate thing for me because it just did something for me spiritually. So I don't know if I can ever share that to the level that I feel it, but I feel like I'm coming close in the group chat. Obviously,
Yeah, you are.
because there's so many like-minded people.
They are, and I was terrified. I will be honest. You can play it back. Episode 35, you can see Albert go completely white when he realizes that Robin hasn't seen it. Because,
Really?
yeah, because you've been in the chat this whole time, and it's a spoiler chat, and I've added a spoiler tag now. But
I
I'm.
know it has been. I've been really good at avoiding them.
You really have been. And okay, so yeah, just apologies if there was any anxiety whatsoever,
No,
but
it's okay. I think I know a spoiler, but I don't know the context, so I don't think it counts as a spoiler then.
beautiful. Now, this is me live right now. This is what podcasts are great for. experiencing your directing work. And so you're
Yeah, I
doing
really
stuff
love doing
obviously
that.
really beautiful. And I obviously that connects you to we have another community member. You'll meet her now very shortly. But Sophia, she is actually a photographer for Vogue.
Oh, yeah, I think I know, yeah.
And she is, I already know that she's already like fallen completely in love with you because that you guys have a very similar path going forward, you know, with filmmaking. Like I'm telling you, Robin, you will work on Avatar 567, one of
That would
those,
like
all three.
complete my life. That would
It
just.
will. It will. So it's a definite thing. So manifest it. Telling you. Telling you. That level of passion, it doesn't go unanswered by the cosmos. It just that resonance creates like a trajectory, and then you start orbiting and then getting closer and closer. So everything's in place, Robin. Just keep doing what you do, being who you are, and it'll happen. So
Thank you.
officially,
Yeah.
okay,
I
you can
use
play
my
this clip later.
intuition.
Yes, that's right, that's right. So and we'll definitely play this clip later, and then you can I'll make you thank me on your award show.
Yeah. I'll just have like a list of people. You'll be on the top there.
You're too sweet. I'm gonna tag Dune Podcast in this because seriously, is that what you were going for with that? Like
With,
the
what do you mean?
I mean this beautiful art here, it's definitely evoking Dune, like with this wonderful
Yeah, it
palette.
was inspired by the movie Dune.
Okay. All right. Well, that means that you are joining us on podcast. I'm serious. So yeah. And I think this is the best course right now, Robin, is because as in going into all these different topics and stuff, because everything is connected. That's one thing from the trailers. We're going to yeah, so you're gonna be on episode 12. We just did 11. I have to
Cool.
get your Dune story because as well as an ocean person, you definitely have the vibe of someone who has that you know, the ocean and the desert do very similar things to the psyche. There's a calming
Yeah, I
effect.
agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And which do you prefer? If it came to it, which would you choose, ocean or desert?
Ocean, I think.
Ocean. All right.
I would because it brings so much life.
Yeah.
And
Know.
I've lived close to the water my whole life. I've never lived anywhere like more than an hour from the water. Less, I think.
I'm just trying to imagine how many less psychological issues I would have if I lived closer to the water. I'm kidding. Obviously that's about a dialogue you have with yourself, regardless of environment. But I gotta say, it probably didn't hurt living so close to the water. And you know,
No, I
once again.
noticed that at times where I was far away from the ocean, it felt really claustrophobic.
Right.
Like,
See?
really, like, where do I breathe?
What exactly? Like, I love that you have that inherent in like yeah, and that, I mean, if you're gonna have an interdependency, like I would highly recommend like linking yourself to literally that which we all spring from, you know, the womb,
Yeah.
and then also going back evolutionarily for us, our descendants, you know, climb, you know, taking its first steps out of the water, and so there you go. Also, I like to highlight back to people. So stunning. Oh my God. Wonderful idea. Great. Blue Demon, who just joined our chat, loving on you too
Oh yeah.
with this editing skill. So this photo manipulation here, this is you as well. So you have a bit of skills in that
Yes.
department. All
Yes.
right.
So
So.
I use so I basically I use pictures and then I kind of draw and edit pictures.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm seeing it and it is noticed very much so.
Cool.
Definitely. Okay. All right. We have like a little clutch of kind of questions. So from
Yeah.
you know, you have this kinship with the animals, and you can see here obviously as well. Amazing. We still have to see a Pandora and house cat or like small
Oh, I would
feline.
love to.
Oh yeah, that's it's all gonna happen. So but what's your most your favorite creature from the world of Avatar?
Oh, it has to be the Ikran.
The Ikran, obviously, I suppose, yeah. I mean, I walk right into that one. Yeah.
But I don't know, with the new movie now, what different creatures it's going to bring. And I don't know, maybe I'll click with something else as well.
You might There's a few creatures I think you might connect with. Do you have because again, this is from the trailer, so this is not spoiler anything, but so the Tulkun, like the whales, do you have whales out there? Do you see them on the ocean?
In the first year that we lived here, we heard that there was a whale, and we've heard here and there that they like pass by in like October or in their own seasons.
Okay.
But we do have dolphins like really close to the ocean. So there's
Oh,
definitely a lot of life, like close to our coast, I mean.
that's beautiful. Yeah. Life. That's something that and healing and water, all of these connected subjects. Going into this, what I hope to be marked like a season of healing almost from this film, like the level of repair psychologically
Yeah.
that is needed after many intense, pandemic and wars still going on as well, and crazy
Yeah.
political turmoil and upheaval. The idea that right in the heart of, like film, like story art, and it's what people do to escape. It's where their
Yeah,
walls
yeah.
melt away. And for many of the big ones, at least, it's just been, I sorry to get a bit harsh here with Marvel. I just think if we're watching that much of it, that they're making this much of it, and it's not as carefully made. I'll try and be a bit more,
Oh,
diplomatic.
I know what you mean. Yeah, and I
Thank
agree
you.
as well.
Thank you. And to have this movie, now it's, and you're seeing it very soon, which I'm very excited about. But to have that appear right in the heart of where it's needed, which is people sometimes they'll go to a Marvel movie, and lots of love to a lot of the Marvel people. Like there is like Guardians of the Galaxy, I can cherry pick some of the things I love. But overall, I just think it's a strategy via saturation, which actually eliminates
Yeah.
meaning and eliminates takeaways. You just go, and then it's a sort of use and dispose. Generally, you don't have too many real world takeaways from a Marvel movie. Definitionally. I mean, I don't think many people could. Certainly, you can come away with it being like, it's good to be brave. It's good to be hero.
Yeah.
Okay. But Avatar makes more explicit, even though it is couched within start, on storytelling entertainment, there's more of a message, such as it is. And
Yeah.
it's where it's needed. So, yeah, speak to that if you like.
I think that I think a couple of days ago you made a post about intentional art as well. That
Oh, you
quote
like
by
that?
I think it was it a quote by James Cameron?
Yeah, well, I'll bring it up here. So, just a few days ago, folks, thank you, Robin, there. But as a way to kind of ground the conversation about intentional art, the
Yeah,
different levels. Yeah.
I really resonated with that because I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I feel like art should be. And I think it, just mindlessly making it, obviously it's a form of expression, but
Yeah.
I think putting intention into something is so, it's worth something more than just
Yeah.
mass producing stuff.
And you're right, Robert. It's an abundance mindset, which is like, hey, please, and even James has said, like, I want people to come to Avatar Way of Water literally only to enjoy the surface, like splash around on the surface, have fun, don't think about it. But he's like, but if people want the option of having a deeper message, it is there. Which is abundance
Yeah.
mind. Instead of, a lot of these productions, the big ones that just main focus is money, they just do like layer one, and that's kind of it. They don't even sometimes even go
Yeah.
second or third. And he's like, look, let's create a culture where even if you want that dumb entertainment, great, but there's also these layers for those who do want to dive in. And invariably, when you add those other layers, it actually makes what's on top more engaging, even if you're not quite sure why.
Yeah.
It's like, why am I invested even more in this action sequence? I'm not quite sure how. It's because the extra work was done underneath, so
Yeah, it
yeah,
lifts it up, kind of.
beautifully expressed for sure. But now I'm noticing you have this resonance with filmmaking even more. I mean,
Yeah.
obviously notice from the skill point of view, but you have it, especially if you resonate with this post now. Folks in the chat in the Karenya tribe, we love Robin, we must protect her. You must make films. Like, we need your voice in filmmaking because
I'm
that is
making
right.
them in my head all the time, and hopefully physically soon as well.
Yes, you and Sophia are her from Italy, you from Portugal. That is happening. Okay, so
cool.
4, 5, and 6. I'm gonna start putting that into our posts and stuff because I'm doing that for Sophia. And what that does is, because we're so embedded with the creators themselves. Like, we had Garrett Warren, the second unit director, on, and eventually when that happens, like that, just like how from episode 35 to 36 there was a blending that happened.
Yeah.
Anticipate that just from this engagement of you being in this community and then the creators being so close, then it is simply a matter of, like, you'll jump on a show or someone will notice because of that proximity, and then you're sending them tapes, and then you're organizing flights, and then you're going, and then you're working on it. Like, that's one of
that
the
would just...
yeah.
Oh my god, I don't even have words to express how I would feel about that. That would be amazing.
So it has begun. So, but now actually, it's so funny because we started riffing and stuff. Like, the time I set aside for today, I'm getting it's catching up on me. But we have to tail things off. But now I have to ask you what. So obviously, right now, less than 24 hours to seeing Way of Water, joining with the rest of the world and watching it. Are you planning on seeing it already a few more times than just one? Do you want to see it? Maybe?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Cool. Well, that makes me happy. What kind of a local cinema do you have over there?
Well, tomorrow I'm actually going to the capital city to watch it in IMAX, and it's going to be my first time watching IMAX movies as well. So,
nice.
Which is going to be really cool. And then we have a really good 3D cinema, like, sort of close to us.
Okay. All right, well, then you have a couple of options there. You know, are you going to go with your family? So Ralph is your dad, right?
Yes.
Ralph and Marjolaine. Excellent. They're amazing. Yes. Salty Dreads. Let's go. And we're officially, I'm electing us as sponsors of Salty Dreads. We'll just mention you guys.
Great. Right? Perfect. Yeah.
And feel free to mention us if you want to.
Absolutely. We will. We definitely will.
Okay. So I'm trying to find... so that I can bring up an image and stuff. So yes, get out to the cinemas, folks. Be like Robin. Be conscious, be artistic, follow your dreams, which you're doing, which is so inspiring. We have to do the Dune podcast, the tattoo podcast,
everything. Just a big list.
Big list. Okay. So let's do that. All right. Well, I give you a gigantic hug from Australia. Big hugs.
I'm sending you one back for sure.
Oh, really? Absolutely. And we'll see you soon, and we'll see you in the chat, and enjoy the film. I think you're going to love it.
Thank you. I think I'm going to love it.
Beautiful. Have a good one. Take it easy. Thanks
you
for
too.
Being on the show. Bye.
Bye.